Larry will have one soon. Larry will be having a baby soon.
Yep. Welcome to Geeks of the Square Table, episode 114. It's somewhere over there.
Right. Oh, he's already lost it. He's owned the shop for a lesson.
He threw everything everywhere else, and he doesn't know where the microphone is. What episode number is it, Larry?
I already said 114.
114.
We really need to keep track of that.
Yeah. I think this microphone may work a little better.
Yeah, I actually did hear people say they liked it better.
Really?
Probably because you can't. I don't know why my microphone picks me up so much better
it's
than
some sort of voodoo.
I'm loud. Yeah. I'm really loud. It is, man.
And apparently we had some sort of dual layered means there's two layers.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah. It sounded like two layers of audio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A dual, like, but they don't call them layers in audio. They call them tracks.
There you go.
Dual track sounds like
a
railroad.
Choo-choo! All right. Anyway, so we had a slight technical glitch here.
We just got it out of the way.
Yeah. So
I'd rather we get it out of the way early.
I'm your host, Lawrence of America, and once again, this is Geeks of the Square Table, episode 114. With me today is
Adam,
Jules,
and Gomer.
For those of you who don't know, Jules is also known by as Miguel in some circles.
He's like the 15th or something like that.
23rd.
Oh, no way.
Miguel the 23rd.
Larry knows all this weird Jules trivia. It's kind of creepy.
Well, long ago when the Earth was young and we weren't doing this,
yeah.
I used to come in here with two schmoes who loved to make fun of me openly in front of everyone.
They did.
And they used to say things like that in front of Larry. As
I had actually based a D&D character.
That's terrible.
On you.
On Jules.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't J. Jonah Jesse in like Germany or something right now?
No, Draven is.
Oh, Draven.
Just Draven is.
Good for him.
Yeah. He was really jealous.
He looks like he belongs in Europe.
He looks German.
Yeah, he is German.
Oh, okay.
But and he's in Germany, like, studying German and doing, like, English subtitles right now. It's kind of cool.
What?
I posted a picture of him, like, helping to translate from subtitles on things.
Like, what sorts of things? Like, just, like, bathroom signs?
No, I think, like, no, like, movies and stuff.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
It's a great gig.
I was always under the impression the people who did signs and stuff were not native English speakers.
What do you mean?
Because you ever go to a website called English Funny?
Oh, my goodness.
And literally, English Funny.
That's such a racist URL. And that might be the racist website I've ever heard.
It is a bunch of just signs that have been badly translated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it. You know, it's nothing but just hilarious.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Achtung, baby. What else are we talking about?
There's plenty to talk about.
Well, yeah, for the record, I don't plan on having a kid anytime soon.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a great experience. I wish I would have accidentally done it sooner.
I guess what's news is everyone's talking about the premiere of Daredevil Season 2 is the same day as Batman v Superman.
I think this is a way for Marvel
to try and say we can compete a little.
No. I think this is a way for Marvel to say, either way, we're going to put something up against you and try to beat you.
Yeah.
And your movie better be good, or people will say, look how bad this was and look how good Daredevil was.
I could go see Batman, Superman, or I could sit home and binge Daredevil
for
13 hours.
I don't think Marvel is going that direction. No. I think when they moved Batman vs. Superman away from the date Captain America was,
yeah,
which is the Marvel thing laughed, they could have done. Marvel laughed and said, ha ha ha, we've already, you know, got a winner because you guys have bowed out. You have made a move that makes you look like losers. Whether it's better or worse than Captain America, it makes them look like losers. They said, no, our movie can't compete with Marvel Civil War. And that's good business sense, because Marvel has a better track record at this point.
You know? Yeah, they've only made... Not only that, I hate to say this. So, saw Star Wars pretty recently, and both the Civil War trailer...
Which one? The Force Awakens?
Force Awakens.
Oh, okay.
Saw Force Awakens in theaters, and... really,
go ahead.
Like, I know we don't know what movie I went to see.
Go ahead.
Well, to be fair, there are six other Star Wars.
Yeah, there's a bunch
movies.
Of Star
only
Wars
three
movies.
Other ones. Only three other ones.
All right, go ahead.
There's only
you
three
went
other
and saw
ones.
The Force Awakens.
I saw The Force Awakens in theaters,
yes.
And both of the new Batman v Superman trailer which totally tells me it's not Batman v Superman. It's just, oh, the Justice League's going to fight Doomsday at the end of this movie because we pretty much gave you the whole movie.
We'll see.
We'll see. The original trailer's like, oh, Batman, Superman, totally going to throw down. The new trailer's like, don't worry, Wonder Woman helps them team up to fight Doomsday, and it's going to be okay because we have Justice League.
We don't know when those events occur
clearly
within the film.
It looks like Batman is going to try and fight Superman.
In the first, what, hour?
The first hour, and then the last hour is Wonder Woman helping them team up against Doomsday.
There you go.
It's the whole movie. Thank you.
I think the movie ends on that.
I think the movie ends on that. And
there has been,
now that I've pretty much seen the whole movie, I'm just like, eh.
And we can spoil some stuff here for both of those movies, Batman vs. Superman and Cap Civil War, based on some toys that have been released.
Yes.
There's a Lex Luthor toy.
Yep.
With it branded Batman vs. Superman, where it's the suit. He's in that suit.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to see him in a suit, too.
Which is my problem. We already pretty much had the whole movie revealed.
Have you seen the pop figures? You know those pop figures?
Yeah, yeah.
You seen them where that spoiled Captain America Civil War?
No, what did it spoil?
There is a Giant Man figure.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There is a Giant Man figure.
Yes!
I did see rumors about
Giant Man.
Giant Man.
Yeah.
Well, I saw the poster with Hawkeye and Ant-Man at the end of his arrow.
Yes,
that's the only moment that has to be that movie.
That's guaranteed already. Like Jeremy Renner and Paul Rudd have already confirmed that scene's in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, you were going to call him by his character name.
Yeah, I was going to call him by his character.
Because it's your favorite character and his daughter.
Yes, I love Cassie.
She's she's easily one of my favorite characters in all of the Marvel Universe who isn't a hero. You know what I mean?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. She used to be.
She used to be. She was statue.
I mean, in the Marvel
Cinematic
Universe.
Oh, yeah.
She's cute. She's got such a cool personality.
I love it.
She is
so
perfect
ugly.
Best
line in the movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's so ugly. I love him.
You know, they chose her, that actress, because... And they want her to keep going. They want Cassie Lang
to end
up as statue.
Please let that keep going. Holy crap. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they introduce Giant Man,
awesome.
Oh my goodness. Who's going to beat that? Who's going to beat that?
You're going to have
Thor's not there. Hulk's not going to be there.
Nope.
Nobody else can take
what's Ant-Man on again? Ant-Man's on
Cap's team. So I wonder if Giant Man's going to be on Iron Man's team.
You think it's going to be two different people?
I think it's going to be two different people. I bet you it's Bill Foster.
Oh, you think they're gonna? Are you saying that in Captain America: Civil War they are gonna unveil a secret character?
Yes.
That has not been announced yet.
Yes.
And he's gonna be an African American character.
Yes.
And Marvel will go down in history and say, no, it's not even a big deal anymore.
Yes.
You just blew my mind, dude. I'm gonna have to go outside.
Panther, War Machine, and the Falcon in one movie.
And it won't even
be
a big deal.
And it's not even a big deal.
It's not
anymore.
Panther
being in the movie's not even a big deal.
Holy moly.
They're going to be like, yeah,
I
we can just
rarely use the term holy moly.
But I bet you it's holy moly. I bet you it's the third character.
Mind. I disagree. I think it's just going to be
Scott. Yeah, it's just going to be Scott.
Going the other direction.
No, because why would he be Giant Man for the movie if Ant-Man and the Wasp for the next Ant-Man film?
It'll just be like a new aspect
of
the character.
They probably won't call him Giant Man. They'll probably just, hey, I got this new power now. I can go the opposite way.
Exactly. It's going to
be
something like
that. What if Iron
Man
says, oh, I hear you guys got an Ant-Man. We got a Giant Man.
Where would they get a Giant Man? Are you saying Hank Pym is going to be on the other side?
No.
Hank Pym has already shown a little bit of leanings away from Iron Man and his sort of
He doesn't like what they did
or wanted to do
as Sokovia or whatever, which is what Cap, his whole thing is now, is that we should stay superheroes like that.
So you're saying Hank Pym is pro-registration?
Oh, absolutely. Hank Pym was pro-registration in... the original Civil War.
In the comics, yes, he was.
He
also wore a really weird outfit.
His whole thing in that movie was that power shouldn't be for everyone like that. His whole thing is he didn't want the Ant-Man thing getting out to everybody like that. He already pretty much proved that he doesn't dig vigilantism.
Unless it's his vigilante.
I'm not sure, man. I've seen Ant-Man several times. I have seen a lot more than I've seen The Force Awakens.
But that Hank Pym is super old school. He worked for the government.
He did work for the government.
He worked for the government. He doesn't like things getting in the wrong hands. And it stands to say that he would enjoy the control. He likes the idea that, yes, they could be soldiers like he was.
I'm not sure. I'm not buying it, Jules.
Here he disagrees with Scott a lot. I feel like that would be the further disagreement between the two of them.
If you look at the Funko figure, let me just add this. It looks just like the Ant-Man costume. Just in a 6-inch Funko instead of like a larger size.
Yeah. But it could easily be Iron Man.
I think they have a Galactus one.
Could it make Ant-Man, but he can make a giant man.
Who can make a giant man?
Just say Stark can't.
You saying Stark is going to copy Pym technology? I would hate if they did that.
He does everything else.
I like Hank Pym just being himself and being, you know.
But maybe he ends up working for the other side. We still don't know.
They could definitely throw a twist in there.
They could. You know what? He could see Scott take the Ant-Man suit, fight with Cap, and him not like it.
See, we already know we're not going to see Wasp.
Yeah. No, we're not going to see Wasp.
I doubt we'll see
I don't think we'll see Hank Pym.
No, but you could get a line out of it.
If we see Hank Pym, it would be like a little cameo. He won't be an integral part of the plot.
I would much rather see, like, Iron Man be prepared for the Ant-Man. I'm prepared for this little short little master. I'm prepared. You know, I got some weird scanner, little tiny microscopic missiles. And then, I got a new trick. And then Iron Man's like, oh, crap. You know what I mean? And then it starts flying around him. Dude, that would be such a cool scene, him trying to swat at Iron Man. Holy crap. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be such a good movie, man.
This is what I'm saying, though. I've seen that Cap 3 trailer tons of times.
Yeah. Oh, the way we're excited about the Batman vs. Superman.
The Batman v Superman movie, I'm like, okay, I pretty much know the whole movie's plot. I see the Cap 3 trailer, I'm like, I got chills. I'm so excited for that movie. Someone's gonna die. There's no way a Civil War movie ends without a death of a superhero.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Still think Iron Man's gonna eat it.
Oh, see, that's another reason they can't bring Bill Foster in. I think Iron Man's gonna eat it.
I don't think Iron Man's gonna eat it.
Well, Downey's yet to re-app.
No, I like Cap to stay around.
I would like Cap to stay around, but I think he's gonna eat it.
So then you think Winter Soldier becomes the new Captain America at some point?
Here's what I think. I think Bucky kills Iron Man.
Uh-huh.
I think the Avengers kick Cap out for standing by Bucky, and then you have him be Nomad with Bucky.
How about this?
And then you get Falcon as the new
Cap. How about this? Captain America is killed, and they bring him back with one of the gems, or with the Infinity Gauntlet itself, in that movie.
That would be a good one.
Dude, that would be so neat. We need Cap, and they bring him back.
No, I think they'll do that with Iron Man. Neat. I think if they're going to bring I think they're going to kill Iron Man, because Downey's...
And then bring him back.
And then bring him back with a gem. I think Vision cares enough for Iron Man that he'll bring him back.
Man, so many damn things could happen.
So many damn things.
But Vision only has a mind.
But the thing about it is...
He only... But he knows probably more about them. With the mind gem, you always end up finding the rest of the gems.
But you're right. For Batman versus Superman,
you know the whole plot.
We know Batman is going to fight Superman. We know Lex Luthor is going to manipulate them. We know Wonder Woman is going to show up and unite them, and then they're going to fight Doomsday.
The problem with Batman versus Superman is that it's standard first time heroes meet fair. Yeah.
Sure.
First time superheroes ever meet, they fight each other until a bigger threat pops up.
My problem with Batman v Superman is it's Avengers.
What happened in
Cap, Thor, and Iron Man meet for the first time? They all fight each other.
Yeah.
They all go toe to toe over Loki.
That's right.
And then they unite. And I was like, I saw this movie in 2012. I've read it. I don't know how many times. Every Justice League starts with them fighting, except for the 60s version. Zorzo, we can't really get along. I just read Jeff Johns' Justice League at the beginning. What happened? Oh, they all fight Superman for a second because he's an alien.
Pretty much in the comics, the Avengers really didn't like fight each other fist to fist.
No, they fought.
They fought with words. They argued a lot, which was almost better. Like the FF, early FF, when they would, you know, do the family
bickering. That's what they did in
Bicker. Yeah,
which is
I love
why,
that. Oh my
you know,
gosh.
Which is why I love that 2012 film, is they argue most of the movie. They all can't see eye to eye. It isn't until Coulson's death do they even find something to think about together.
You're hitting on so many. Just bam! It's like darts. Bing!
My problem is, I like a lot of the DC characters. I just hate the Justice League. The Justice League for me, and don't get me wrong, there's been a lot of good runs.
Yes.
But let's be honest, Justice League Detroit's been the best run because the Justice League has so many heavy hitters, it always feels dumb and unnecessary. When they, Darkseid War is great right now because it...
They're competing.
They're competing. It makes sense,
they're
though.
They're telling each other that they're not good enough for what they have while saying they are good enough for what they have. As, yeah, it's weird.
They're all gods.
Yeah.
It, they can't fight. There's not enough strong villains in the DC universe for them to have to do things together all the time.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Batman is just unnecessary on the Justice League. He always is. Yes, he's always got a plan.
He's the brain.
He's the brain. He's the brains. But so is Martian Manhunter when he was on the team for a really long time. He can read Batman's brain. Who cares?
Yeah, we can just, he can, Batman can just stay in the cave and John will say, hey man, John here.
But my,
talking to you telepathically, Batty.
But between Aquaman, Wonder Woman, and Superman, you don't really need, and Martian Man, you never
Green
really
Lantern.
Need, and Green Lantern, and The Flash.
Shazam on there now.
Who do you need? You don't need most of these people. They're you could only use three, and you get everything done. The Avengers need each other. That's always been
the
thing.
They complement one another. It does feel quite often the Justice League almost has to nerf themselves.
Yes.
To make sure everybody else
it's
gets
around
the action.
It's a very unbalanced team.
Because
it's very unbalanced.
It feels like Superman can do most of this stuff on his own.
Yeah.
It feels like Superman could do everything on his own if he would quit whining.
Him and Wonder Woman could honestly do everything together. Superman and Wonder Woman made
more
sense.
If they could stop making out.
If they could stop making out.
Yeah, keep their hands off each other. Seriously. For 5 minutes, they'd solve all the world's problems and everything would be done.
Is he going to dump Lois Lane in the new movie and just start dating Wonder Woman? Or is she going to date Batman?
Well, Wonder Woman's only going to be in the last 10 minutes.
I think Wonder Woman's going to date, what's his name?
Steve Trevor?
Yeah, Steve Trevor.
Who's Steve Trevor in the movie?
Who the hell's
Chris
Steve Trevor?
Pine.
He's not in the movie yet. Chris Pine is going to be
Pine?
In the Wonder Woman movie.
Good for him.
Good job.
Good job.
Well, doing Fast and Furious 8. That's happening. They're filming that.
Of course they do.
Then number 7 was the number 5 movie of all time up until a couple
of
days ago.
Fast and Furious 8, you're talking about the one in space, right?
Yeah, this is when they go to space. Did you see Fast and Furious 7? It's like superheroes with cars. It's amazing.
I didn't watch it on purpose.
They, in Dubai, they have a series of skyscrapers that are right next to one another. They're all one block, two blocks, three blocks.
Is this in real life?
It's Dude Bro Avengers with cars.
It's like Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
And there's a car in this guy's building. He wanted it in a building just so he could show it off. Look, I have this awesome car. Well, these guys from the Fast and Furious, they're not having that. They're going to drive this car through this dude's living room, get as fast as they can, and drive the car out of the building so fast that they go into the next building half a block over. And then they don't slow down. They keep going because there's a third building, and they jump into that building. In another scene in this movie, Dwayne The Rock Johnson destroys a drone with an ambulance. I'm telling you, dude, this movie is like superheroes with cars. It's awesome. It's so cool.
I could never get past the first movie because I saw Point Break already.
Yes.
The first movie is Point Break. The first three movies
are Point Break over and over
again.
And
then Tokyo Drift, which I don't even count except Luda. That was the first one. Luda was in.
No, Luda was in the second one.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Luda was in the second one. The third one was the first one of the Asian
The Drift one is stupid. But it's good
driving.
Blade
one.
It's good driving.
The Sling Blade one.
Yeah, the Sling Blade one.
You know what's really...
Jason Statham is in this one. It's great.
I have a hard
time
watching.
At one point, The
movies.
Rock is like in a cast. He broke his arm, and he's like, time to go to work. And he just busts out of the cast, dude. Like raw. And I'm like, holy shit.
None of this sounds good to me.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's great, dude.
Really import taste joke when that movie came out.
Oh, because that dude died?
Yeah, you've heard me tell this story, right?
I think so.
My sister was going to see the 6th movie.
Okay.
or like going to hang out with someone to watch the 6th movie because they heard about the 7th movie or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
so they're gonna watch it at home.
6? Didn't like Paul Walker die in like in some crazy car accident, and that's where they got the kid from Sling Blade to be in Tokyo Drift?
Yeah.
I was like, there's only 3, right? And she's like, no, there's like 6. So I was like, No, no, Paul Walker died in some car wreck, right?
Yeah, he died while making the seventh.
He died the next week.
Oh!
I have not heard this story. Crazy car accident.
Yeah. So it was just a weird coincidence. Working, that
I literally made that joke the week before he died.
So it was like, it's not really a funny joke.
That's not a funny joke. No, that's not a funny joke. Why I never saw the Seven movie?
I thought it was like a mistake.
No,
like
it was
you
like,
just you thought that he had died in a wreck.
I really, for a second there,
a joke, did. But we're mistaken.
I was like, but I kind of said it in a really joking
way. Okay,
like, isn't that why they got the stupid kid from Sling Blade?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, Jules. I was like, then why did they get the kid from Sling Blade? They're both awful. And turns out, Die is a week later.
It's a really popular movie, man.
That's why Dad.
Fast and Furious 7 is the number 5 movie in the world.
We only know that because
before
of Star Wars.
A couple
right
days ago, yeah. Now Star Wars is number 4, I believe. Yeah. No, yeah, number 4. It jumped Fast and Furious and Avengers. The first Avengers.
So I just rewatched the original trilogy, the only trilogy, with my girlfriend.
I recently watched it as well.
And yeah, she asked me, why the hell do I like Boba Fett so much? Because
I don't
do anything in that movie.
Dude,
and he just looks cool. That's
what I said. It's exactly it's like TR8R. I was like, he looks cool.
He looks
cool. He does one cool thing. He has one good line, and I love it.
He looks cool, and he doesn't say anything, so he has a mystique about him.
And he's got the coolest helmet.
You guys are all wrong. Helmet. The reason Boba Fett is cool is because his toy was cool. He had a jetpack. He could fly around. He could push the button and his missile would fly out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's why Boba Fett is so popular.
It's also
his toy, man.
Because no disintegration.
Yeah, no disintegration.
Like, he disintegrated somebody once. That's
We're going to find out.
But yeah. That's
in the
totally
comics, we will find out. I know we'll find that out. When do you think Marvel will move forward? Because, okay, right now, in the world of Marvel, let me set the groundwork for the listeners. Right now in the comics, they're between episode 4 and 5.
We're coming up to the end of the first year. Mm-hmm. We've actually hit the end of the first year.
So when do they move to episode between 5?
Or 37.
They've said this.
I don't think they've said this. We know
that's
for a fact.
Think.
Okay, we know established in the movies that there are 3 years between A New Hope and Empire. There's physically 3 years established.
Okay, the timeline.
Empire
the
takes
official
place.
Timeline.
Yeah, the official
okay,
timeline.
Okay, I'm with you.
Empire officially
go
takes
ahead,
place
go
3 years
uh-huh
after the end of Hope.
Yes.
So we're on issue, 14?
I think if we're up to 14. I have a copy of it right here, actually, of the latest issue. It
14.
Is issue 14.
So I say
Vader Down number 5.
We've ended the first year. We've started the second year. I say
it's weird that Vader Down, both of those come out today. It's weird.
They're just trying to
rush
it.
So my guess is they'll end on the end of the third year. They'll end right where Empire starts. And they'll skip to where the end of Empire is.
So we'll get 2 annuals. 3. 2.
I say we three. Get, yeah, 3.
Yeah, I say
issues,
we'll get 3 annuals.
36 issues, and then it'll start over.
I think I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree with that also.
Yeah, I think that's what they'll do.
I think that's
a smart move.
Idea.
Fill in all the gaps between the original trilogy,
yeah,
and then when you finally get there,
yeah,
start filling in all the gaps between.
So we don't get
6 and 7, and that way by that time
we don't get our Boba Fett book then until after these are done.
Not necessarily.
I don't think so.
We've already seen Boba Fett though.
We have seen him, but I don't think we get our Boba Fett solo book until he gets out of the Sarlacc pit. I think the comics will retell that story.
Well, you know what? I think we won't get a Boba Fett until the Boba Fett movie's ready.
This guy with all this logic and knowledge. There is a Boba Fett movie.
There is a Boba Fett
2019,
2019.
Yeah. No one's cast yet, so
no.
Disney,
you know
if you're listening, I am up for the Boba Fett movie. I'm
it
hot.
Fits into
I got
your
great
timeline,
hair.
Though.
That helmet would actually fit me.
Because in that much time, we'll probably be at the point where they're filling in the gaps with
Jedi.
We're
in 16 right now. So, yeah, that really does fit for the run-up to that film. Damn it, Jules. You're winning the podcast today, buddy. Oh, man, that's some great
well,
logic,
dude, just,
man.
You've got to give Disney and Marvel lots of credit for it. They've come into this saying, let's build a universe. That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
Disney wants to have what they have with Marvel at Star Wars. They want to have...
They're going to have it, too.
And they're going to have it with Rogue One next year.
They already have it, in my opinion.
They already... Think about everything that they've done.
They want everybody over with that.
All the unnecessary parts of the expanding universe, and they kept Clone Wars in canon. They
said, okay. The new novels are there.
There's the new novels. They kept that TV series.
The best part
about... They even made a sequel series now to continue to fill in gaps.
One of the best parts about the extended universe was the whole, you know, the Solo twins, and they even kept that in a way, in a weird way.
Maybe they are. Maybe we'll find out.
Ben Solo is pretty much Jason Solo.
It's basically Solo.
Yeah, Kylo is basically Jason Solo.
Yeah,
Darth Cadus is Kylo Ren.
Yeah,
I get it.
Who do we think Snoke is? We don't know. There's nobody. Andy Serkis came out and said it's not Plagueis.
No, but you know he's.
I didn't think it was.
You know he does look like. Watching the movie again.
Yeah.
He has all the same.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, I thought about that.
That rumor is going around. I don't buy that either.
Yeah, I don't buy that either.
No, because I think Rey
maybe
is
a clone or something.
Oh,
by the way,
I doubt it.
I'm that guy. I think Rey is Anakin.
Hey, what do you know?
What?
Yeah.
Like a clone?
No, like. Like Avatar style. Like the Chosen One could be reborn every time the Force needs it.
Oh, like you're saying she was born from a resurgence in the Force or whatever.
Because she has that big vision when she touches Anakin's saber. And her first breath she takes in that vision, her breath coming out of her makes the Vader noise.
My theory on this is the only theory I have for anything, because I don't know. Is that perhaps...
She also wears her hair like Annie's mom.
Perhaps the Force is a pool. And if there are a lot of Jedi and a lot of Sith, that pool is depleted. But if there's only a few or a couple, they are more powerful. That would make it so that Kylo could stop a laser blast in midair when no one else could ever do that. Or they would have done that. You know what I mean?
Someone was like, oh, well, Kylo Ren is a chunk because he goes out like a punk at the end of the movie. I was like, I'm sorry. Did you watch that movie? That movie's basically an advertisement for how awesome Chewbacca's gun is.
Boom.
Chewbacca's gun is most of the film's plot.
Yeah.
Han Solo's like, damn, this gun is so cool. It murders everyone in that movie.
Why
Kylo Ren gets shot by that big, basically hand cannon.
Yes.
And is probably using the Force to hold his innards in.
Oh, that's such a cool thought.
If you think about it, he's probably holding himself together because he got shot by something that has literally blown people up throughout the entire movie.
All right, still
and
on
fighting with a lightsaber.
Okay, shoot somebody and they just fly and tumble.
He just gets shot and stands there and takes it.
I am probably just using
the Force to hold himself together.
We didn't see that toy.
Which toy?
Oh, yeah,
bowcaster. Where is my Chewbacca Nerf gun?
I don't want that.
It's a bowcaster. That's what it's called, right? A bowcaster.
Yeah,
it's
a bowcaster. I want the TR-8. Yeah, I want that freaking baton. Dude, whoop, the baton is the coolest thing.
You
lightsaber.
Spin me right round, baby. What was the one that had the one of the stormtroopers had a mace or something?
It's a
looking
tonfa.
Thing?
Yeah, it's a tonfa.
Police baton.
It flips around.
Like a police
it's
baton.
It's so cool.
Well, it looked like it has
so
the... I mean, I
also,
have tonfas,
it's the first thing...
but those aren't that, like that.
No, this is a modified.
It's the first thing I've seen that doesn't get cut in half by lightsaber.
The only way I know the word tonfa is Dungeons & Dragons. Thank you very much.
Really? I was going to say Soul Calibur.
Let's talk about Star Wars again.
Yeah, because Obi-Wan and Anakin came out
today.
Technically,
only thing that takes place
is not a tonfa.
Agreed.
It has the same handle.
Yes. Yeah. So Obi-Wan and Anakin came today. Charles Soule is all right, and Marco Cicchetto. He's so good.
Oh, I love Cicchetto. Yeah.
I have realized that I like Soule on certain stuff, but not here.
I liked him on Lando.
I liked him on Lando.
I liked his
Lando
Civil
was
War
good.
I liked Lando. I like She-Hulk.
Marvel.
I did not like Marvel.
Like what?
I did not like his Inhumans.
Really?
I'm liking his Inhumans.
The problem
right now
with his Inhumans, or it was in the beginning, was he was dealing with all the Matt Fraction shit.
Yeah, he was.
And he was dealing with Joey
Matt. He was introducing a bunch of new characters.
No, he was introducing all the characters that Matt Fraction
segmented. The dude with the eyes, the blind guy.
Was not Soul's creation.
No, I read where he said that was Stegman.
I like the blind
Stegman.
Guy.
I like Reader. Love Reader is what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
Soul has made Reader a cooler character
than
when he started. started out as.
Well, then, sorry, Charles.
The second run of Inhumans
is really good.
It's really good.
Because you have the political book in all new Inhumans.
Yeah.
That has Crystal and a lot of the new humans, in a floating fortress.
Weird.
Going out to city to city.
Finding other Inhumans, or new humans.
Trying to, basically, as a peacekeeping mission to other countries, saying, hey, the Inhumans got your back.
I kind of don't like the Inhumans because they're shitting on the X-Men. I feel like they're villains to the X-Men, so I'm like, I'm not going to read them because...
Well, they kind of are.
Damn it,
if you're reading the X-Men book,
I do,
you're like...
Damn it, humans.
Yeah.
Crap! But, damn it!
It's not their fault, though.
Yeah, why isn't anyone in society shitting on the Inhumans?
So,
happening?
That is happening. Did the mutants? Okay. That is happening.
It's not just mutants crap.
No, dude, the last issue of All New Inhumans, they went to basically...
They went to North Korea.
And he's, torturing and experimenting on all the new Inhumans.
Oh, no way.
And, straight lied to her face and said nobody in their country is affected by the cloud. They're pure people.
Sure, sure.
And they find out they're, in internment camps being tortured.
That's awesome.
And she has to, lie to his face. It's oh, yeah, we're leaving.
I should be reading that.
Obi-Wan
and Anakin, this is probably the least exciting of all of the
because of where it takes
tie-in
place.
But it's
where
it's all...
It's yeah.
Well, not the
tie-in,
it's the miniseries.
Yeah.
Star Wars minis.
Honestly, though, it's what you actually want out of an Obi-Wan and Anakin.
It really
is.
You want
that's
to
the whole
that.
Reason that prequel trilogy sucks. Is this isn't the kind of stuff we see in
you
it.
You want to fix that sort of stuff.
You want to see Anakin learn from Obi-Wan and
we'll
be
see
like
if
a
it can
cool
be
guy.
What miniseries you want to see come next?
You can go back upstairs.
Obi-Wan and Anakin's a cool idea. I actually wanted to see
from anything from, I guess...
Have they announced any other ones coming out?
No. Just the C-3PO one-shot is the only thing that's been announced. So what do you guys want to see? Star Wars.
Everybody wants to see Boba Fett.
I would like to see a book called Stormtroopers.
Oh, I would.
Where
that'd
they just
cool.
kick it with...
You know what?
Maybe
a
501st. Okay. It could be the same book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple prequel books that they could do that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Like a 501st following just the clones.
Well, I don't know about that. I would like
to
see
later. Let's just make a book focused on that one Stormtrooper from The Force Awakens.
Just him.
No.
Dude, that book would sell. That would be the Star Wars number one of 2016.
That guy was the Boba Fett of that movie.
He was the Boba Fett of that
he
movie.
Really was. Dude, he's got his own little Hot Toys thing.
Yes. Oh, did you see the Genny Tartakovsky Clone Wars? All the little vignettes. The
those were cool, yeah.
Yes.
The 501st one has no words. It's just all of them.
Most of them had no words.
Yes. Yes. But that one specifically.
You think they could just do a silent comic like that?
Put Hickman's name on it and it'll sell.
Holy crap.
He loves to write things with no words.
Yeah. I'm thinking that's going to be Hickman's next thing at Marvel is a
Star Wars
thing.
That would be awesome.
He'll totally take over
I think
over
that's
Star
what he's
Wars.
Working on right now. It's got to be. Maybe even a third ongoing.
That's what
if
I'm
they
sure
put Hickman's name on a third ongoing, it would definitely
Hickman
sell.
And Aaron love each other too much for him to try and take that away from Aaron.
Yeah, agreed. I don't think they should take it away from Aaron.
No, they're
like
not going to take
third
it away.
Ongoing.
Yeah, and him and Kieran Gillen are good friends too. And I don't think even though he would him writing Vader would be the best thing ever.
Well, he can still write Vader though. Vader's been around so long, he doesn't have to write this Vader. He can write Vader, like you said, right after episode 3.
But you know what? I think...
You know, after episode 3, building up that early stages sort of stuff.
There's a big gap between 3 and 4.
That's what they're doing with Rebels, that they're doing right now.
They are, but there's other areas. Vader isn't even in Rebels as much.
Yeah, he is. Or he's in this season, second season.
Exactly. But he's been away.
They're building up to Vader
yes,
being in
they're
the show
building
more
up,
prominent.
But he hasn't. You know what I'm saying? They could definitely.
Well, because now Vader knows there's two other Jedi that he has to freaking.
But yeah,
kill.
A Stormtrooper book, 501st would be cool.
501st.
Even would like be cool. A TIE Fighter book where you just follow a TIE squadron around.
You know, I think.
Well, I mean, they could easily do something like a prequel for Rogue One.
Okay, yeah, I can see that happening.
That will definitely happen.
That'll definitely happen.
That'll happen?
Yeah, Shattered Empire happened for The Force Awakens.
Yeah, they'll do Journey to Rogue One or whatever.
Okay,
Rebels is kind of doing that too because they're hinting at
that. That was my least favorite.
Do you like the Force Trees?
That was my least favorite out of the Star Wars miniseries.
Post-parents. That's the whole book is post-parents.
It was post-parents, but it didn't have an actual plot to it. It was just a bunch of little snapshots
of
things happening.
And
it had no...
Well, that was didn't no feel like they were hinting at the fact that Poe's mom and Luke totally had a thing at some point.
No, I think by the end of that, the pilot who tried to shoot him down as he left the Death Star as it blew up.
Yes.
No,
and then they grow to be like friends.
Well, I'm sure they were buddies, but this guy, you ruined the podcast for yourself.
What are the Force trees going to show up in the movies?
Maybe
are they
Force trees? Maybe Poe has the Force. That's why he's such a stupid
pilot. We're still not sure where
Force trees sounds a little close to midichlorians to me. Okay.
I am saying that Luke's
dad is Poe. Or vice versa.
Yeah, Poe's dad might be Luke.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
He's a dumb good pilot. Go ahead, Larry. Almost has Force-esque senses when it comes to piloting an X-Wing. He's better than Luke at being a pilot. He's better than Anakin at being a pilot.
So there's some fan theory or something running around that Darth Vader's still alive?
We discussed that.
That's because Luke and Anakin.
I mean, I've seen where they did the side by side.
That's actually good.
Yeah, he could be really good, or he could just, you know, be the bastard son of Luke Skywalker, and that would be really funny.
I don't think Luke Skywalker has
mastered. I don't think he does because Poe was originally supposed to die.
Awesome.
In the original script.
Plus, Luke is a wet blanket. What's his name?
J.J. Abrams like, we can't kill the brand new Latino guy. He's a Cuban. They're all going to go see this movie. I went to see the movie because he's Cuban. And he was inside Llewellyn Davis, which is a great film.
Oh, yeah, it's a good movie.
Which also has Adam Driver, go figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dude who played Pro Damon.
Yeah. And the guy who played
Kylo Ren. What other Star Wars minis do we want to see?
See, I didn't even notice he was Cuban.
He is. He's Cuban.
Do we want to see
I want to see Ewoks.
Do we want to see a Jabba's Palace, where they talk about people in Jabba's Palace?
Nah.
Let's do that again.
No.
I'd want to see a Mace Windu book. Or a Kit Fisto book. I love the old council.
Did you see Samuel Jackson talking smack?
Yeah, he's in the worst part of the Star Wars.
He was like, they should learn how to fight with lightsabers.
He was one of the best parts.
He was one of the best parts. I agree with that.
Yeah, him and Sidious were great in that.
No, I'd like Sidious is the third film. It's just so funny bad it takes away from.
They should learn how to fight with lightsabers. Well, you should learn how to be in a good movie.
Yeah, true. I thought Sidious was a good villain, as a political sort of cerebral background.
And
you know,
for his comment about
playing
that,
the chess pieces,
nobody
sort of
knows
thing.
How to fight with lightsabers in the original trilogy.
No,
no one's there. Nobody's hasn't been a Jedi council / academy. Yeah, in fucking decades.
There's a reason why Kylo Ren has a janky ass lightsaber that entire movie.
He don't know how to make a lightsaber.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Yes, no. Well, they said he collects Sith relics. Which is his big thing.
And that was his. Yeah,
I think it's a Sith relic.
The reason it had those little pylons wasn't because he wanted them. It's because his crystal was so unstable that he needed those. As kind of like a.
You guys
have
played
almost.
Knights of the Old Republic, right?
Yeah.
Remember the Sith sabers and that had like little pack on them too.
They were like wired.
Yeah, they were wired, and their sabers weren't as focused as the Jedi sabers were because the red crystal is a synthetic.
Yes,
and they used to break down in the Knights of the Old Republic. Like if you wanted to join the Sith in that game, you had to be prepared to get another saber concept. Never mind. I actually went out of my way to be a Sith in that game because.
Well, I did both.
Yeah,
in the first one.
The first one,
single player.
Yes,
sure.
I don't think there was a multiplayer on that.
There's a new multiplayer one called The Old Republic. A lot of times people mix up those names, and I just wanted to be clear.
Oh, no. The actual, like, BioWare. Yeah. The really good game.
Love that game. Really Jade Empire, too, buddy.
Yeah,
it is good.
I think that's free right now on Origins.
Yeah, it is free on Origins. Yeah.
You should click on the ad we have on Outright Geekery if you want to buy that. For free.
For free.
You get money.
Buy
even
it
if you
for
don't.
Free.
Yeah. Well, if they buy it for free, I still get cash.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. 30%, something like that?
Yeah, something like that, Larry. Something like that.
So we need all of you.
All three of you. And then I can...
Get Ascent.
Ascent. What else we got? So no other minis, Star Wars minis you love on the horizon? They could do a Bounty Hunters one where they follow some Bounty
Hunters. A Bounty Hunters in general one would be good.
That'd be fun.
I'm a
just different places where Han and Chewie have gotten away from different bounty hunters. Each issue is them getting away from
different
bounty hunters.
They should do a Han and Chewie one, like a buddy.
Yeah. Oh, dude, like a buddy cop sort of thing. Yeah, dude.
Now, so did you watch Clone Wars?
Is it just me? Do
you watch Rebels at all?
So the movie was...
In Rebels, they just revealed...
Chewbacca looked a little
Anakin's
older.
Old apprentice.
Yeah.
And did you hear like what Larry said, woman. Guys?
Mm-hmm. I wish Chewbacca looked a little older in the movie.
Wookiees don't age very well. I mean, Wookiees, like, age very gracefully.
They, I can right. see that, but still.
Because they also applied that he was around looked, for the entire prequel trilogy.
Yeah, but he looked younger than he did in the original trilogy.
He is a very old guy.
He's a very old guy.
Very old guy.
Little streak of gray, that's all I'm saying. Would have made
what's the lifespan of a Wookiee anyway?
I don't know. It's got to be a forever.
It's got to be super long.
Unless he was, like, three. Unless they mature very quickly.
Did you read the Chewbacca book? How old are young Wookiees if Chewbacca's this old?
Yeah, isn't he supposed to be like 500-600 years old?
I'd say he's a couple hundred.
That's weird. But yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm with you.
But, do you ever play Force Unleashed?
Yeah, a little
I like Starkiller.
It was okay.
It was
just
the first
okay.
game. The first game was interesting.
Didn't it have like a two-player mode? Maybe the second one did.
I like the idea. That's like kind of who Aphra is in that book, is that he has somebody working for him in the background because he knew the Emperor would turn on him at any time because...
Well, that's how Sith be, man.
That's how Sith be. Either the Master kills the Apprentice or the Apprentice kills the Master. And if he's an Emperor, he has to know he's going to kill him at any time.
So who's... did the new Emperor or whatever...
Smoke.
From Mortal Kombat. Smoke.
Smoke.
They mispronounced that.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like under the mask.
So yeah, the new Empire that's leading the news...
The New Order.
Yeah.
Isn't it called the New Order?
Yeah, it's called the New Order.
So the Empire became...
That's right.
Well, the First Order, I thought that was just that group.
Yeah, they're a shattered part of the Empire. The Empire is... In fact, the Resistance aren't even part of the Republic, technically. It's actually, if you think about it, it's two small, like, militias. Yeah, it's two little militias fighting each other. It's like Freedom Fighters in the IRA. No actual government is involved in these two people fighting, in these two groups fighting.
War! Yeah,
it's war. Yeah. With no actual stakes, technically.
What do you mean, no stakes?
I mean, there's stakes
involved. They blew up a whole star system.
Yeah, I know. But no government is actually involved. No government. There's no politics.
They blew up the Republic.
They blew up a couple planets.
No politics.
They wiped the Republic entire star system.
No government is involved. There is no
Republic government anymore. They blew it up.
The Republic government exists because they said there's a Republic fleet in the movie. They said they're not going to get any help from the Republic.
But the actual Republic probably...
But then they blew it up.
They blew up five planets. The Republic is probably way more than five planets.
We're not sure.
Yeah,
I mean, if they blow up Washington,
Star Wars
D.C.
is always implied
is
that there's lots
gone?
Of systems in that galaxy.
Right? If they blow up Washington, D.C., is the United States gone? No, the government simply moves to, I think, New York
and they say
Sacramento.
A Republic system.
Sacramento.
They blew up
Denver, maybe.
A Republic
Sacramento.
System.
I think that was used to be one of the places where if they had to move
Sacramento.
The government, Sacramento was one of the places because... It was like within an area of a mountain range that was very protected, and there's like Air Force bases near Sacramento.
Yeah,
so wisen up, man.
Sacramento
the moved,
is too close to the ocean.
But I think, like,
and DC,
that was actually a benefit, though, in earlier wars.
It wasn't when it was built.
In earlier wars, it may have been beneficial to be closer
the
to
the reason they
ocean.
Moved New York.
But now,
New
yeah,
York
I think Denver
to
is actually the west coast. Capital of the United States, should the worst happen. I think it's Denver.
Ugh.
Just saying. Denver's okay if Denver's the airport wasn't okay. 20 miles away from Denver.
I was just going to say, it's forever when you get to Denver.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I flew to Denver. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Here's a helicopter so you can get to town in an hour. Awesome. It really is, dude. You got to go all the way. I mean... The airport Denver's on the east side of the city, but everything on the east side of the city besides the airport is all, like, for miles and miles and miles, is like work.
Mm-hmm.
Just work. You know, buildings and manufacturing crap. People all live on
all
the east
side. All
the
unnecessary parts of Denver.
Where no one is going
to
go from the airport to work. You're going to go from the airport to home.
Yep.
Just saying. What else are you talking about besides the airport in Denver?
No, I hear LAX is dying.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I was planning on actually flying in there in the next couple of months, but I think I'm going to drive instead. A buddy of mine.
LA?
to Denver.
Oh, okay.
Ah. It's just as far. I mean, if you're going that far, you might as well go the rest of the way.
What were you going to do in Denver?
What do you think I'm doing in Denver?
Going to watch the Colorado Rockies play?
I'm going to go. A buddy of mine moved out there to actually get in the legal marijuana distribution industry.
That was where it was going the whole time. I'm surprised we didn't.
But now I have
there.
A couch to crash on.
Yeah. Are you planning on coming back from Denver?
If I recall how.
Yeah. Denver, it's like Colorado sans some of the politics.
Or do you like Denver so much that you leave your three kids?
No, I could not do that. It's going to be a terrible trip back because they are very, very proactive on the other side of Colorado border of pulling out-of-state people over to make sure they are not bringing any contraband with them.
It's free municipal money.
They're like, I could take you to jail or give you this ticket for $385.
Guess what? You could turn around and go back to Denver, buy some more. Take a different route back.
These are the things you can do.
But yeah, so we're still contemplating actually going, but that is the plan. That is the plan, is to drive. It's only like 12 hours.
Yeah, that's a long drive.
It's not that bad.
That's not that bad. Well, that
was half a day. That's exactly right.
But you still have the other half of the day.
That's half of the day.
To enjoy the pleasures
of
Colorado.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not just going to drive and be like, all right, we're in Colorado, let's drive back. You know, I'm going to hang out for a few days.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. I'm just saying, that's a long time driving.
It is. It's still cheaper than flying. And my wife has never been on a plane, and she really doesn't want to be on a plane.
Don't blame her. Nobody wants to be,
she'd prefer to drive. And it'd be a fun trip.
It'd be kind of a bad drive, though. Really,
never been on a plane before. The one plane he gets to go on,
having to drive
some crazy monster in the wing, and he dies.
Gremlins. Yeah, it might be fun, though, you know? It might be, I think it'd be an interesting experience to drive. I like driving.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we need.
I got a low gear.
Gomer driving up the side of a mountain.
I have a low gear.
After sampling local merchandise directly across the border, because you know it's probably right there at the state line.
Lotto used to be in Kentucky, right? I will be Googling it and finding the very first one and saying, give me as many chocolate bars as I can carry. And then I'll come out with my face all covered in chocolate and a big grin.
Burger. I can see it now.
They're like, why eat a burger? I have all this chocolate. Yeah, they have a very interesting website if you go to some of these legal dispensaries in... and it's not even really... You shouldn't even call them dispensaries. Because that's a term that got started in California with the medical... These are just retail establishments where... They're pushing merchandise, but it's still medical, not actually legal for recreational, but you can get
it's not enforced.
You can get it for anything. But they are like selling product the way you sell product here with nice like containers and look how flashy and cool.
Right, no, I mean it's
cool
like
it's
like going into a hipster or a Spencer version of GNC.
It really is, but different stores.
This is the Maui Lowy Wacky Tabacky that is good for chronic upset stomach.
Dude, exactly. That's how
I'm familiar with the concept.
Yeah, it's a mellow buzz that you can work on. That's what one of the ads, you can work on it. I'm like, that's what I need. I need that for work. I need that to go to work.
Like a GNC.
Yeah,
this one will help you lose weight.
Yeah.
This one will help you gain weight.
And this one
will help you drool on your couch.
they literally have
this one makes every 80s cartoon better.
And then there's like a spot for user reviews on a lot of these websites. Those
this
are
one's
great.
Called Stephen Hawking.
You know you do it. Pain
in your head.
Yeah.
Exclamation! And then they also have what's called concentrates, and that's like oils. And like little, like crusty little concoctions that.
Crusty little concoctions.
It's like a little, like
awful.
Almost like a wafer.
It sounds like I don't want to touch
like
it.
Like a crack rock. like a crack wafer.
This is like very weird. Like,
oh, I don't want to go to that part of town. It's like crystallized THC hemp oil.
Exactly.
They have a Church's Chicken. They do not have a Popeye. That's not the part of town I want to go to. But they think KFC is still okay.
They have those items. But then they have, and these are my favorite items. Because they have the edibles. And when I say edibles, they have anything you can imagine from savory, crackers and things like that.
It's just like Lynchburg.
They go into Jack Daniel's distillery.
Right. Yeah, you exactly go to, if you go to Lynchburg, they've put every alcohol in everything.
Candy.
But liquor. Yeah. But drinks. Because it's a dry county. We can't serve you alcohol by the glass. But you ever got messed up off ice cream?
Seriously. And like whiskey balls, you know, that are like, there's a proof on them.
Right, I know. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we can't serve you alcohol. You ever get messed up on lollipops?
And that's awesome. But they have,
I can't feel my face.
Yeah, they have infused candies.
Ever get to the juicy side of a Tootsie Pop in this county?
No, I mean, seriously, you can get there. I'd like the triple scoop. We can't let you drive home after that. Yeah, you know.
But yeah, they have a lot of different.
I bet their sweet CC's
assortment.
On and popping all hours.
And
are all the toppings alcoholic too? Oh no!
And they're also
just the syrups.
Let's keep talking about these shops in Denver.
Now that sweet CC's, I bet, is nuts. But you don't want to get to a whole pound.
It's
a
good
thing.
Idea to like open up an ice cream store next to one of these places. Right?
I bet everybody.
Oh, dude! I bet there's a Krispy Kreme on every block.
you can't consume in these places. But what they are doing is. There's the laws are still not set, but let's say, for example, Larry, you wanted to open up a gaming store where you didn't sell games, so to speak. You just charge people an admission to hang out, play games, and it's a legal place.
So an arcade.
Where they can smoke.
Yeah.
It's just a legal place where they can smoke. It's like a bar where you bring your own alcohol. Almost like a strip club where instead of watching strippers, you play games.
Well, technically,
you know
the only bar I can think of where you bring your own alcohol
is
a strip club.
That's what I mean. It's sort of like a strip club where you bring your own smoke, you know, you bring your own product, your own, you know.
Yeah, we get it.
We're still clear-headed. We understand the concept.
We're supposed to Bailey's as you get without getting wet. I get it.
You would have let people come in there, and you'd have great ventilation. You'd have to have
really good ventilation.
Good ventilation.
Well, see, that's the
problem. I just wanted to play.
Why would you want the ventilation? The whole point's the hot box, the place.
Not even video games, like board games.
Well, you know,
then you don't even have to bring
it. I can't believe
you just walk in and instantly.
But not like.
Seriously, you know there's that one guy in that place playing Burger Time just like. I can't believe these people.
Yeah.
So rude.
Like
I was just here for laughing. Man. Yeah.
Like they're playing Settlers of Catan or something like that. They're playing Catan, and,
now that
and
just
they're able
to
smoke
to
there, and you charge them, you know,
what is this
a few dollars to hang out.
It's a railroad. Are we playing the right game?
Here,
you're really
put this road over there.
The competency of your average stoner, okay?
I'm also thinking about
not.
Wait, here, put this road over there. Okay. I can't get it to lock.
No,
put it on the board.
No, I'm thinking about everyone who's pulling to you and
I've
going there for the first time.
People.
I have seen those people too, but
I have seen the mountain, and it is not always that good.
Uh-huh. I think there are plenty of people out there who would take advantage. But these are places. There's places like this sprouting up in Colorado.
And when
you know what
more
I mean?
Places sprout up, yes, I think you'll find more competent people in these establishments.
Sure.
But until then, any. Spring break.
I mean, you can
any holiday.
You
break,
can drink without getting, you know, where you're plastered, shit faced, drunk, and not
you
able
can.
To.
You can.
Yes.
You don't go to.
But how often have you?
Yeah,
exactly.
But
unfortunately, for the time being, this is a destination in which people won't be those competent people.
No.
Like
those places though aren't. If no. you're opening up a shop like that in Colorado, you're yes. expecting people who live in the area to come to that place all the time. But you're not saying vacationers are coming to Denver just to play Catan.
No, but they are coming for the thing that sure. they can do while they're sure. there playing Catan.
Sure. Yeah. And you're saying they don't have any place to do that not if yet. Their hotel is non-smoking.
Exactly. So my problem is, for the time being, yes. you are gonna. It is going to be the tourist thing to do.
It, you're, oh, you're right.
Dude, I looked this place up on Google. Sorry. We could go hang out. Yeah. Okay. And play Settlers of Catan okay. all day long.
So you're saying
and
that guy could go play Burger Time. It would suck for the people who are competent stoners.
Oh, yeah. It's that guy who is playing Burger Time is actually there for playing Burger Time.
I'm with you. I'm
I can't
with
stand
you.
All these tourists
Larry's,
coming
Larry's got something
thing.
Wise to say. Hold on. Go ahead, Larry.
This is how you play Burger Time. The two fingers say that... You know exactly what I'm talking
you
about.
You're saying you can drink and not go crazy.
Sure.
But, you know, just because you don't see the videos of girls doing things they think is should be socially acceptable, you know, or having rational discussions.
When they're, okay, but I mean,
you know,
yeah.
There's going to be enough people
uh-huh. You're
that
saying that
don't cause that. It's,
I see what you're
there's
saying.
There's plenty of people in like, causing it, causing
did
enough
you watch
problems.
Do you know who Ron Swanson is?
Yes.
On Parks and Rec?
Yes, I work with
Ron
him.
Ron Swanson is yeah. to
no,
Lagavulin whiskey as I am to that product. I am very good.
So you're a high functioning.
I am a very, very high functioning.
Yeah.
And I can also drink like 3 shells worth in a week like he does if I had to. Respectively speaking.
So you're,
no,
so
I don't
you're gonna die.
I built a website
when you're
though.
Like 40.
It's pretty yeah. cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah. We interviewed Warren Ellis the other day.
Warren Ellis.
But can you sit on the website?
Woo! Can you? No, you could. you could. But yeah, I think it's great. Well, that's the future though, man. That's spreading. That's gonna be everywhere.
Can we
in our lifetime?
Can Dynamite hook us up with Rick Miranda?
I mean, it would probably...
Do we
know
the
evolution?
Dynamite?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Why can't Image hook us up with Rick Miranda?
Because Image is butts. Image is not because Brian Skelly's like the coolest person ever.
Yeah,
now.
She's great. Because
she's really nice.
Because Image Comics is the number 3 publisher.
Yes.
And they can say what
they
want.
They hooked you up with Warren Ellis.
Warren Ellis is making the rounds.
That.
I can't believe it either.
I can't believe that
I can't
happened.
Believe it either.
And Greg Rucka?
Did we interview Greg Rucka?
Yeah, you can interview Greg Rucka.
No. For what? Black Magic?
I don't know what it was.
Like, don't
I remember you bragging about it.
But we were getting Greg Rucka.
Yeah.
Maybe they said, and we asked. No, I think it might have been Dark Horse.
Oh,
wanted us to get... Because Greg Rucka was doing that Mage Killer.
Yes,
that's what it was.
That's what it was.
And then they never got back to us. They never got back to us.
But we are getting Alice caught. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, something. Fingers crossed on fingers Alice. Crossed.
Hey,
dude,
he's hot stuff right about
he's
now.
Hot, he's
he's written
so
for
weird. So weird.
Marvel.
This
DC.
Stuff is really weird.
His stuff's really intense.
It's really weird.
At least I'm interviewing
really
him
high.
For the book that
isn't
super
weird.
High five.
Yeah, isn't
it,
super
it's
weird.
His one supernatural book, which I'm gonna yeah. ask him a question about. You don't think this isn't a step away from your high fi slash super
psychedelic
spy thrillers.
Yeah.
That Winter Soldier book.
Oh, I love that Winter Soldier book,
man. Oh, man.
Yeah, he's nuts, man.
He is nuts. Did you ever read Zero?
I couldn't get into it.
Awesome
it's just jumping
book.
All over the place.
Yeah,
because
it was a different artist every issue.
But no. I meant with, like, am I thinking of Zero? Maybe I'm thinking
Soldier
of another
where
book.
Time is getting messed up a little bit.
They, like, talk to this physicist every once in a while, and he's in a panel. I didn't
yes.
like that.
The book is really intense.
It's got, like, notes underneath it. Like, yeah. Go ahead and read this essay, this scientific essay.
Oh, no,
what?
That's material. Got,
yeah,
that's material.
Okay, yeah, that was
no,
the book
Zero,
I'm thinking
Zero
of.
Was the spy soldier.
Yeah, I need to
story.
Read Zero.
That one's more
I've
of your
things.
Alley.
All right. But, yeah, we're...
Think
interviews are going very
person.
Well.
It's like a Nick Fury
yeah.
book.
But I will email Dynamite.
You should.
And
you
see
should.
If say, hey, you know.
I still can't believe
it.
I'm in shock, and I was the guy who
interviewed him.
He's really nice. He's a really nice gentleman.
AKA David is our typical review guru. He's the editor-in-chief of interviews. You know, he's our contact at our best interview source. He's the guy.
He is the guy. He just interviewed Joe Kelly.
Yeah, but... It's Warren Ellis.
It is Warren Ellis. And it's me!
And did you see my post on Facebook today where I made a little voice dream come true?
I'm a weird guy, and I got to ask a really famous weird guy a bunch of weird questions.
And he answered them in ways
in the weirdest way.
You so love, too. Yeah. Like, he brought up references that books that are your favorite.
He answered things in a way that I would probably answer them if I was him.
It was amazing.
Except way more English.
Yeah, and he broke some news about the book. So.
And he broke news about the book. That was so cool.
Yeah, Injection is only going 25 issues.
Yep.
So, yeah.
What a cool guy.
Oh, yeah, cool, cool nice guy, Warren Ellis.
Told me he wrote
what
the
else, Larry?
For,
what else you
the
want?
Artist and the Colorist, which is really
what
cool.
Do you want to talk about?
So,
back on Denver? Oh, my bad.
Well, I was going to say, those of you that aren't familiar with the local news, of course, you know, I'm officially the owner now. Yeah,
I thought you were going to talk about that guy up on the street.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That made national news.
Yeah, I know.
It did. It's trending again today because it made national news on my Facebook. Anyway.
He was literally right outside my work.
There was some dude yesterday who climbed a sign on I-65 at Rosa Parks Boulevard. He was, like, on the street sign. They closed down I-65 in both directions while he was up there.
It's up there for, like, 2 or 3 hours.
It made a huge mess of the interstate, but probably it was clear my way. It was traffic as hell.
All I know is I got off of work right when they reopened the interstate. It says everybody was on Briley. No one was on the interstate.
Awesome. But go ahead, Larry. You now own the shop.
Well, yeah, so this is my first official diamond order, Dan, that I've received.
Nice.
Got that yesterday.
So if your whole box pulls are screwed up.
Oh, hey, yeah, well, by the way, I'm missing like seven. I got them off the shelf. But
well, okay, so what happened? Box.
Oh, here we go.
Out of seven boxes, we only got six.
Oh, that's weird.
That is weird.
So they didn't ship our order on the same day. They shipped one day and shipped the rest of it the next day.
Louis Diamond messed up your comic order?
So, right now,
wow. We give them a hard time, man. They're a monopoly. They don't have to try hard.
I know, they don't have to do
so,
it.
It's their fault they're a monopoly.
So like, when we pulled books on Tuesday, we only had, we didn't have 40, we were missing 40 pounds of comics.
40 pounds.
40 pounds.
Is that how you guys?
Because I was like, man, I know these
40
are.
Pounds.
Well, there's like this box.
I know.
And boom, they said it's 40 pounds. Yeah. And so we didn't have a ton of books, tons of titles. Yeah. So one for one so far.
Well, that'll change. You'll have your good weeks and your bad weeks with Diamond, as always.
Ironically, though.
Yes.
Once we got the other box in. We were only short 11 individual copies, which is amazing compared to normal, because you know, usually their average shortage is 30 or 40 copies.
That is ironic.
But I still got shortage. Things that I know are on my
list. Your list is so huge.
No! It's bigger every day. I read so much.
It gets bigger every day.
That's why even I was like, man, I can't.
I'm gonna be way late for
tomorrow.
Why?
I just feel it coming on already.
Feel a little peckish already.
Yeah. No, I think I'll just say there was traffic or something.
It's national. That's the best excuse.
Boom.
No one can say you're wrong because there's traffic at all hours of the day.
And I was driving to work. This is a few weeks ago now, but
they hire people to drive and
they do
really slowly.
Yeah.
That way people will look around.
Uber.
Yeah.
There's a truck on the highway and had a couch in the back and the couch fell off and a semi hit it and it spun in the road. It was on I-24 and I was already in front of it, but yeah, traffic in Nashville sucks. Larry wants to rap.
Traffic's not that bad.
Well, it is about that we have just passed the hour.
I lived in Houston for a while.
Oh, dude, don't get me started on Houston. Holy crap.
Houston traffic's bad.
Houston's got one lane that's like an elevated lane that goes all the way in the middle of town.
Yep.
But don't ever get on it.
No.
Because if a car wrecks on it, you're done. You're in a long line forever. Oh, it's the worst place in the world. Ugh.
There's so a place pissed me off the last couple of mornings is I'll be going to work and you know Vietnam Vet's right there.
Yeah.
And you get on the bridge, like every other day a cop pulls somebody over on that bridge. And so it narrows it down to one lane. It's like everybody's trying to get the fucking work.
Yeah.
It's like get out of the way. Because Goodlettsville needs that money.
I know.
They pull, I like when the cops pull people who are on Vietnam Vets cutting through that lane that is supposed to be an exit.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, I love that. Because they're out of their car like waving. Like, get over. Get over. You know, that's my favorite when a cop is out of the car. Because it's like you could go.
We're pulling everybody over. We got one guy with a camera. Come on.
And they do. And they'll have eight or nine of them lined up, dude. Yep. Yeah, and if you're that ninth guy, you're late. You're an hour late for work because he's going to give a ticket to every damn person.
You know, if I was a cop, I would just go around an unmarked car, give tickets to people who did not have handicap placards parked in handicap spots.
This guy.
That guy. Because that is my personal pass fee. That's like the honored system, and you're just...
Out of sheer laziness.
I
knew a guy one time who had one of those handicap things, and he got his tag who gave me his blue handicap thing, and I used the hell out of that. Holy crap. I used that so much. Why is that evil? I'm not breaking the law. I have a handicap thing.
But you're not handicapped.
Yes, you actually are.
You hear the bad karma in there?
He was breaking the law
by giving it to me.
You are breaking the law by using it.
I think that's a loophole.
That is actually... it's like if somebody stole tags and you used it.
Check this out. I actually...
It's the same as putting bad tags.
Dude, that's not... All right, this has been a long time ago, okay? I actually used it. I was working at a gas station at the time, and I parked in the handicap spot to pick up my check. I was in there in and out, like 5 minutes. A cop pulled in. He's like, "Hey, Gomer, what's up?" I was like, "Oh, nothing, man. How you doing?" He's like, "What's wrong with you, man? You all right?" He's like, "Nah, dude, I'm good." He's like, "Oh, because you got a handicap sticker in there." I was like, "Nah, buddy just gave that to me." And he's like, "Oh, well, you know you're going to have to take that and rip that up now." I was like, "Yeah."
If you're over 21, more critical, I swear to God.
So when I got busted, I ripped it up. Okay. But I could have lied and said, "Oh, no, I have something." Okay. And the cop would have believed me. He knew me.
Oh, no, I broke my leg earlier.
I could say I have a heart condition or something.
You can get one of those placards.
I'm morbidly obese.
I can get one of those placards because I'm legally blind.
Boom, see?
I know because I found that out when I got diagnosed being legally blind.
Why don't you take advantage of that, Jules?
Okay.
You're missing a great perk.
Okay.
Because I'm brown. I can barely see as it is. One more thing to point out the fact that there's something wrong with
me. Hold on. I just want to... think this out. You're going to give somebody a driving placard. I'm legally blind.
You can do it. You can do it.
No.
He's saying you shouldn't be driving.
I'm legally blind without my glasses. Like if I get caught driving without my glasses, I go to jail.
It's like
reckless endangerment.
It's like I legally.
Like, literally. Like, I have no depth perception without my glasses. I have to wear a very specific pair of glasses.
This looks like catch, Jules.
you want to see it? It's really funny. I miss every time, and I only get
He's Cuban. He can't play baseball or box. Or box.
Well, so... okay, let me ask this.
Oh, you're bleeding. I don't know. Is that your short? I don't know what's red anymore.
Oh, dude, that's hilarious.
Okay, if you don't know if that's their shorts, I don't know how you fight.
The implication is I got knocked out, and oh wait, I'm on the ground. I don't know which way is up or down. I'm done. So
it's a Luke stop. A Luke Cage nut punch.
sweet Christmas, no.
All right, wrap it up, Larry. Damn it.
Oh, final thoughts.
Oh man.
Other than Jules shouldn't be on the road.
I'm a pretty great driver, actually. I have zero tickets. I've been in zero accidents, and I've been driving for like 10 years now.
Well, you probably drive like your grandma, because you can't see shit.
That's what everyone tells me, yes. Because
you can't see.
That's why I got that truck.
You're like,
I can see higher.
Yeah.
He has little lady syndrome. Little old lady syndrome. I need a bigger car!
And I drive my hands. I drive with both hands on the wheel, too.
Both hands, chin up a thing.
Right on the wheel, I keep hitting myself in the face. That's why I have the beard. So
you gotta sit really low.
Oh,
and
dude.
Drive it like you're riding a bike with eight pages.
My seat is as close to the front as you can get without hurting your knee.
That is messed up.
Adam Normal.
Final thoughts.
Because I really do. I drive as close as you can get to the wheel without hitting the knee.
I hate Jules.
Everybody hates me.
That's a good final thought.
Yeah. Good night, Elaine, too.
Oh!
It happens.
E2, Brute.
It happens.
Isn't it E2?
Man, I speak Spanish, I not Latin.
Yeah, it's a dead language.
Yeah, you don't know I've spoken in years.
And nobody speaks Latin.
That's not true.
Oh, snap!
Their ATMs are the only ATMs in the world where Latin is an option.
Yeah. It's also the smallest country in the world.
Yeah. I would do it just to get my receipt in Latin. I would do it just to get my receipt.
I don't know what I would choose, but...
Well, the numbers are the damn same, you know. It's probably...
Yeah, because it's the Roman numeral system.
Yeah, did they have a...
I'm on fire today.
You are. Do they have a Latin word for a checking account? I mean...
No. It's just like...
Look at that guy.
Money pot.
That's like cool.
Pot of
they waste their time.
Okay. Final thought, Jules.
So they can't do within that round.
Nope. I interviewed Warren Ellison. It was awesome. Holy I hope crap. I can interview.
He's a legend,
time.
A living legend.
He's a legend.
If you ask somebody, any fan, to name three living legends of comics, he would probably be on all their lists.
Okay,
it's amazing. Can't believe
I mean,
it.
The authority. Imagine. Midnighter has his own. He created Midnighter,
and
we forget that Midnighter is like a really popular character.
I'm losing my mind right now. You're so Midnighter. Right. Holy crap!
He created Midnighter.
Oh my god.
The authority was an amazing book. Planetary
I'm losing my mind
is
right now.
Besides Watchmen, one of the best Vertigo books of all time.
Wow.
What are we going to have to do to flight his ego now?
Nothing. I am so
nothing.
Humbled by the fact
he's
that
gonna ride this,
my question.
He is going to ride this ego wave for the rest of his life. He'll be 80.
We'll see how that Scott interview goes.
One time. All right, geekery. I Warren effing Ellis.
Just think of it this way. Right. He's reached
who's
his
that, Grandpa?
After here, it's only down.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true.
It's all downhill from here, dude. It's Bendis and...
Yeah, because that's going to happen.
Never know.
I've been only badgering him about it for like the last 5 years.
You keep tweeting.
You've been badgering Bendis?
I've been badgering Bendis
for the last... restraining order?
No, I've been bothering him on the internet
what
for like the last
this?
10 years. For like as
what
long
you
as social media...
What you doing? You up, Bendis? You up?
The entire decade of decadence
you up, Bendis? Hashtag
OBB. On Facebook.
What about Netflix and chill, Bendis?
Yeah.
Netflix and chill.
Just
reread.
Yeah. Netflix and chill. Hashtag Jessica Jones. Right, Bendis? Yeah. It's his creation.
I just reread Alias and it's still really, really good.
That's awesome. Man,
I bought Elaine the Omnibus for Christmas.
Yeah.
That book was so good.
It's good.
I forgot how much...
They should do a TV series about it.
Except they, like, skip most of that book and only focus on a very minuscule part.
They focus on some of it.
On very little.
There were some scenes that were captured.
Which is
right
smart because
there
isn't, like, 50 years of Jessica Jones. So they're going to take every little bit and make it a whole season.
Every little bit. All right, my final thought is there is a subreddit for Outright Geekery. I was supposed to say this a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It. Yeah, our
it's just
geekery.
Us, right? It's just us talking.
It's
is there anyone
us,
else on it?
I'm
I don't even think
sure.
It's us talking. I think it's just us posting our articles.
Just posting our articles. I think I went in there just
because Taylor just needed it to get back on Reddit.
I just upvoted everything.
Taylor even back on Reddit yet?
He's you don't get booted from Reddit. You get booted from subreddit.
Yeah, he just got booted from the comic book
from
subreddit.
Comic book subreddit.
He got booted from the only subreddit that I even know.
There's so many. There's an Image Comics one, and then there's one for like every single Image comic.
Yeah.
And then there's like one for DC Comics, and then one for every single.
I've gotten smarter with the submitting them to Reddit articles, you know.
Yeah.
Reddit is so daunting to me that I'm like, I've only ever followed our links on Reddit and then just stopped right there.
It's better to go to
it's really overwhelming.
It's better to go to subreddits. If you're going to post stuff, unless you're very involved in there. If you're involved, they
not
don't care. But if you're just wanting to pimp your stuff for clicks, which is really all we want to do. Although we would love it if people would comment and, you know, tell us how we're doing.
Yeah.
Tell us about the article, of course. But anyway,
after
it's better to go to smaller subreddits.
Yeah.
Yeah, check that out. All of our stuff is up there. And when I say all of our stuff, I mean it's just the stuff we do. None of the news stuff or the PR stuff that is sent to
just
us that we just copy and paste.
Go to our website. Just
or
go to
the website. Click on some ads.
Everything we do.
Click on some ads. Yeah, buy some stuff from Amazon through our stuff. I almost had my boss click on it the other day to go buy all of our computers for the next 3 months.
Oh, that's awesome. It would've
been like $12,000.
Go
like,
buy.
Why didn't he do it?
All the Transformers comic books. This is a jerk off. All the DVDs, like I just did. I just bought the.
And you're speaking of the cartoons, the G1 cartoons.
Yes, the only ones animated.
I love that stuff.
I love that
so
stuff.
Much.
So I'm literally gonna.
We can't
start
talk about it though, because Gomer's here.
Yeah, it's like a curse. Every time I'm close, you're like shh. Stop talking about Transformers.
Well, no, you just roll your dice and you add your pawn. That's it.
Also, Colossus so is the current IDW run.
That's what people have been doing with it. So,
some of the best high science fiction slash political fiction in comic books right now. It's kind of ridiculous.
Man, Cyclonus is the shit.
He is the shit.
He's great. Cyclonus is great. That's it. We're done with this podcast, Larry. Wrap it up, buddy. Unless you got something to say. You got something to say?
Larry always has
something
to say.
Here it is.
But do and people want to hear it?
Of course they do. Everybody wants to listen.
No, mainly I was going to say, keep track. We'll be doing some big sales coming up. We'll be doing some spring cleaning sales.
Now, I'm not sure if it's too early to ask about Free Comic Book Day.
Yes and no. It's not too early to ask. This month we have the initial orders for a lot of the free comic book stuff.
Great.
We'll of course be doing that.
Maybe we should do Pyramid, maybe.
I was just gonna say we should do something again.
Definitely, that was a lot of fun. I can get the buzzer back.
I don't want to do Jeopardy. Jeopardy's.
Well, no, but you can use the buzzer on other things if we need a buzzer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd like to do
Jeopardy.
Like,
was really hard to get.
It
together.
Was hard. But we had to do a lot of work.
So much fun. They did.
But you know, of course, the pyramid thing. You know, you're doing it with a rotating cast of celebrity geeks, you know,
and regulars, yeah. And I think that would be fun.
We could just do us and regulars.
I think that would be fun to do.
That would be fun to do.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll think it over. We'll come up with something. I love Pyramid Man.
I loved Pyramid. We should just do the Gong Show, though. All of us do really dumb talents that are geek related.
I don't have a dumb talent. All my talents are great.
You could transform all your Transformers in less than a minute.
Does it take me 3 hours?
I love this toy that much that I've spent hours getting good at changing.
Not only did I transform them all, I transformed them all together into a big one.
Into a big one.
Okay. I'm in a new combiner.
That being said,
I'm in my own combiner, boy.
Check us out, Madison Pussy, ComicC2, or ComicC2.com, or Facebook.com/ComicC2, or on OutrightGeekery.com, or apparently Reddit on OutrightGeekery.
Yeah, or
Facebook.
Yeah, but yeah, whatever. All that stuff.
Or check us out on our next podcast
next week.
Next week.
Same podcast time, same podcast channel.
And I'm going to try.
Website.
Oh, Larry's going to try something.
And get some YouTube going for the store.
Some YouTube.
YouTube going for the store.
I think this podcast is on iTunes. What was the last time I checked?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Check us out on iTunes.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening,
leave us a damn comment or a like or something on there.
Just so we know people exist.
We don't do this for not.
But I gotta go.
What do you mean you would do this for not? You got to interview Warren freaking Ellis.
Yeah, no, without this and I mean pretty much Weekly Rex, I wouldn't have started Outright Geekery.
Yeah, Weekly Rex, the podcast, started Outright Geekery.
Yeah.
It all led into another.
And now you interviewed Warren freaking Ellis, dude. Holy
crap. I
would have
known I put myself on this own track.
It's all B-Man's fault.
It is. It's all B-Man's fault. Holy crap. He got into comic books. And he heard me describe his.